弟兄姊妹平安
Brothers and sisters, peace.
很高兴在今年的最后一个礼拜在这里跟大家分享信息。
I'm very glad that in the last Sunday that I'm going to share God's message with everyone.
所以我应该要把最重要的信息要留给大家。
So I'd like to leave the most important message to everyone.
你会发现我今天用的经文没有跟都没有用圣诞节的信息啊。
You will see that today all my message have never mentioned so-called these Christmas holidays.
没有引用圣诞节的经文啊。
And nor we mention anything related to Christmas per se.
我只是跟大家分享我认为最重要的，而且不能忘记的。
I'd like to share with everyone the most important and the most memorable and should never be forgotten.
这个经文是在哪里呢？
Where is the passage?
那大家都知道我的孙子们也喜欢这个，这段经文是约翰福音第三章第十六节。
As you know, my grandkids also love this passage, which is from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
那你做信你信主那么久，我相信你应该也会背这个经文。
I'm sure as a Christian for so many years, you should be able to recite this message in your heart.
你可能会觉得说，沈牧师，你的最后一篇道为什么讲那么简单？这个太容易懂了。
You may wonder why Pastor Shen you give us such a simple message. It seems like it's very easy to be understood.
但是我觉得这个信息过去几千年来就是讲这个信息。
But I would tell you that this is a message has been lasted for last few thousand years.
但是实际上跟圣诞节有绝对的关系。
And it has absolute relationship with the Christmas.
经文这样子说。
The verse says so.
啊，如果你们会背，我想我先不要看了啊，你们会不会背啊？约翰福音三章十六节。
The book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
1, 2, 3. 爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，
乃且信他，不至灭亡，反得永生。
哇！可能有上海话，有广东话，所以
you may have different dialects, be it Shanghainese or Cantonese.
好，我们再一起来念，好，你背，请。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。愿神亲自祝福他自己的话语，也使用他的话语。我们做简单的祷告。
So let's pray together.
天父上帝，
Our Heavenly Father,
你已经把你的话语赐给我们。
You have given your words to us.
如果没有圣灵的启示跟开启，
Without the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
我们不可能明白你的话语。
We'll not be able to understand your words.
愿你的圣灵在我们中间做工。
May your Holy Spirit working among us.
让我们照着你的旨意行。
May we follow your spirit.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
恩待你的教会。
Bless your church.
也求你使用你的仆人。
May you use your servant.
感恩祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
都是奉靠主耶稣的名。阿们。
阿们。
昨天的圣诞晚会真的是很热闹，感谢神。
Last night, the celebration of Christmas Eve is wonderful. Praise the Lord.
那虽然是真的很冷，今年以来最冷的。
Even though it is one of the coldest days of this year.
那我也不晓得你没有注意到，平常圣诞节的晚会我大概都会唱歌的，这次没有。
You probably realize that I typically was me and my family would sing.
或者是我们全家里一起来唱。
Sing during the Christmas Eve, but we did not do this year.
虽然没有唱，但是我今天的声音就变了。
Even though I did not sing, but my voice a little bit different.
我在想说，大概我昨天应该要唱，今天就不会有，应该会有声音的。
So I wonder if I had I sing last night, my voice could be a little bit
better. 我会尽我所有的力量好把它讲出来。
I will do my best to spread God's word.
所以请你们为我祷告。
So please pray for me.
在我们的一生中间或多或少都收到过礼物。
In our lives, we receive gifts one and another time.
那上个礼拜六的时候是我们的感恩礼拜，我也收到弟兄姐妹的礼物，这是不该的，但是你们既然送，我也不能不接受，所以还是谢谢你们。
So last week during his during Pastor Chen's retirement celebration, he received lots of gifts, even though he does not deserve it, but he still gave everybody thank you.
那你收到礼物的时候，你可能都已经忘记谁送你了。
When you receive the gift, you probably don't.
那这个是很正常的。
It's rather normal.
但是印象深刻的礼物应该是有的。
But there are the gifts which you will be impressed you so much you will never forget.
我最难忘的一次。
The one which I never can forget.
就是那一天12月25号早上。
Is one year in the morning of December.
那今年我们的感恩节也是在礼拜天。
And also it's on Sunday morning.
那次的那个早晨的时候，我们全家就像以往一样。
Our family just as usual.
习惯在圣诞节不圣诞树的前面呢，先为圣诞的主角耶稣基督感恩之后。才开礼物。
So we will give thanks to the main a character or protagonist of this Christmas, which is Jesus Christ. After that, we'll open our gift.
我们开完了圣诞礼物以后，我们全家一起向上帝感恩。
After we open those gifts, we family gather together to give thanks to God.
今年也不例外，我们家里的圣诞礼物也是要等，就是那个圣诞。礼拜完了之后，我们大家一起在一起，然后才开礼物。
This year is no exception. After this worship service, our family will gather together to open the gifts.
那一次孩子让我开礼物的时候
，That year, that time when we opened the gift,
他们就把最后一个礼物拿给我开了。
They let me open the last gift, ask me to open it.
而且那个礼物是。用那个纸包的，而且很厚。
And the gift is wrapped in many layers of paper.
我不晓得我的孩子们，我讲这故事会不会记得
？I wonder if my kids still remember that gift.
我就一层一层的打开。
I tear off the layer after layers.
然后快到最后一张的时候，孩子们的眼睛就开始大了哈。
Until we hit the last layer, and everybody's eyes.Let up and open up.
然后 focus on that. 然后一打开的时候，哇，现金，他们高兴的不得了。
When open up, it's a cash.
然后一翻了以后，原来是1块钱。
When you look at it, it's $1.
孩子们很失望。
They're rather disappointed.
一个值1块钱的美元纸钞，会为什么要用那么厚的很多的纸张把它包起来，那么神秘吗？
Why is this $1 bill being wrapped in so many years? What's the mystery?
但是当我看到里面写了一个几个字
，When I read the note,
我的心感动。
I'm very, very moved.
里面写着什么呢
？What is written?
他说：“牧师，请接纳我的这份心意。这一块钱代表我真诚的感恩。
”So, dear pastor, please accept my sincere gratitude. It's $1.represent my appreciation.
他是来美国读书的研究生，他没有奖学金。
He's a graduate student come from China. He does not have scholarship.
他刻苦好学，到处打工。
He worked. He studied very hard, and also he worked everywhere.
但是他受洗以后，生命改变，然后满脸喜笑。
After he was baptized, his life was changed. He's full of joy.
可是到今天，我问师母，他也忘了名字；他问我，我也忘了名字。
But until today, we could not remember his name.
但是我相信神记得他。
I'm pretty sure Lord will remember him.
2000年前，神首先是给我们一个很特别的礼物。
2000 years ago, Lord gave us a very special.
而且这个礼物是他亲自送给人的。
And he said he.Personally, give to mankind.
约翰福音第三章十六节，我们刚刚念的。
In the verses we just read, which is John 3:16,
我们都很熟悉。
We're all very familiar with.
神爱世人。
Lord so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
He gave his only son to them.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So whoever believes in him.Should not perish, but have...
原来上帝已经给人类最大最宝贵的礼物。
Actually, Lord have given us the greatest and the biggest present.
就是把自己的独生爱子耶稣赐给了我们。
Just give his only son give to us.
经文特别讲到赐给他们。
The verse specifically said, give his son to them.
那今年的圣诞节。
And this year's Christmas,
当我们为了送圣诞礼物而烦恼的时候
，When we were so frustrated by choosing a Christmas gift,
你有没有想过要送什么给那一位赐给我们圣诞节的天父上帝
？Have you ever thought what you should give to the one which gave us that Christmas?
你要如何欢庆耶稣基督的降生呢
？How are you going to celebrate?The birth of Jesus Christ.
约翰福音三章十六节，那个改革家马丁路德称这段经文是小圣经。
Martin Luther, who called this verse the little Bible.
这节经文算是基督福音的缩影。
So this is really the essence of Jesus Christ.
也是圣经真理的核心。
And also the core of the Bible.
中文翻译用了30个字。
Chinese translation has 30 characters.
连小孩子都很容易背，而且也容易明白。
Even children can understand and memorize it.
不过它所涵盖的救恩的真理是非常的深入。
But the salvation it contains is so deep.
这节经文正是对神的礼物有一个最好的说明。
This is the best note.To the present which the Lord has given us.
也谈到这个礼物跟每一个人的关系。
It also stated the relationship for this gift and this present with us.
因为跟你有关系是很重要。
Because it's related to us, that's why it's so important.
第一个字讲到神。
First, we talk about God.
神是什么呢？就是最重要的开始。
What is God?It's a beginning, the most important beginning.
也这段的经文
，these verses
很清楚，就是用神爱世人神来开头。
So it started with the word God.
事实上，圣经的开始头一个字，你看《创世纪》的第一章第一节，也是以神为开始。
As you know, the first word of the book Genesis, the first word is.God.
四个福音书也是以神为开始。
And also four gospel books started with the word God.
其他的圣经的书卷也都讨论神为开始。
And also all the books in the Bible start by discussion.
可见人生最重要的开始乃是跟这位创造天地的主宰是有关系，而且是有接触的。
As you see, that is really related.With this creator of the universe and a creator of human being.
当人跟神有关系的时候
，When human and the Lord have relationship,
我们才会明白我们人被造的目的跟价值所在。
Then we can understand the true meaning why we are created.
可惜今天有太多人不愿意认识或接受这位神。
But too bad now that so many people do not know this God nor want to.Know this God.
一提到神的时候，他们总是抱着半信半疑，或者是可有可无的态度。
When they talk about this, they always have suspicions and they has a very dismissive attitude.
他们会欣赏耶稣是一位慈悲为怀的好人。
They truly appreciate that Jesus is a person full of full of mercy.
他们公认耶稣基督是伟大的教育家。
They also recognize Jesus Christ is a great educator.
他们也承认他是一个革庆辈的一个道德家。
And also, they respect him as a the person which hides more.
但是不接纳耶稣是神。
But they refuse to recognize that Jesus Christ is God.
也不相信耶稣是神的儿子。
And nor they believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
就因为他们不在乎，所以就跟救恩擦身而过。
Just because that's, they simply don't care. That's why they missed their relationship with Christ.
那这个对他们的一生来说是很大的遗憾。
This is rather unfortunate for their own life.
圣经告诉我们说，人是从神而来的。
The Bible told us humans come from God.
我们的生命是神所造的。
And our lives are created by God.
生命必须跟创造生命的主必须有关联。
And your life has to be connected.Related to the creator of the life.
我们被造的人必须跟创造者有关系，生命才有意义。
The created has to be related to the creator. That's the only time that your life has meaning.
所以我们必须要重新回到最起码最基本的那个开始，最重要的开始就是神。
So we must have to return to the very basic and beginning.
第二个字是什么呢？就是爱。爱是什么？最伟大的行动。
Second word is love, and it means the greatest action.
人生最大的需要是什么？
What is the biggest need for every human being?
你到头来，你发现你真正需要的是爱。
Actually, you will find you need love.
有人要钱，有人要名，有人要利，但是。对你来说，到最后你发现没有什么。
People want money, want reputation, but ultimately realize only thing you need.
没有爱，生命顿失它的光彩跟它的意义。
Without love, your life truly does not have meaning. It's pointless.
现在的人喜欢谈爱，也标榜爱是什么。
Nowadays, people talk about love, and they try to label the no so-called love.
但是毕竟人间之间的爱有太多的缺陷。
But the love among human beings are full of blemishes.
往往爱到最后变成一个恨。
And many times the love become hatred.
事实上除了神之外没有真正的爱。
As a matter of fact, except the Lord's love, there's no true love among human beings.
如果也没有神的透过圣灵的感动，我们也不会明白基督的爱是什么。
Without the Holy Spirit, we'll never understand the true meaning of Jesus Christ.
圣经中讲爱最多的是哪一位，你知道吗？
In the Bible, do you know who talk about the love the most?
我们知道保罗是一个，有人说他是信心的使徒。
You know, Paul is an apostle of faith.
有人说彼得是一个盼望的使徒，是希望的使徒。
You know, Peter is an apostle of hope.
那谈爱的使徒就是约翰。
And the apostle John is an apostle.
他讲了很多有关爱是什么。
He has talked a lot about what is love.
他直接讲说神就是爱。
He said blatantly, Lord is love.
我们可以从看神的爱子如何为我们的罪死在十字架上，就知道什么叫做爱。
So, witness Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, we know what is love from God.
如果神不爱世人，他不会创造人的。
If Lord does not love human beings, He won't create us.
既然他有创造，就必有他的爱。
Since He created us.It has to be that His love, He loves us.
创造是个事实，神爱世人也是事实。
Creation is a fact. Lord loved us is also a fact.
我们说爱就是神最伟大的行动。
We say love is the greatest action of our God.
而且是主动的行动。
And He did it actively.
而且是积极的行动。
And it's a positive.
第三，这个信息告诉我们说，世人。世人是什么呢？就是最需要的、最需要爱的对象。
Sir, the world is the most needy object of love.
神是人是神所创造的。
Made the creation of God.
人既然是神所创，是神的创造物，就自动成为神爱的对象。我刚才讲的。
As a creation of God, he is automatically an object of God's love.
没有一个创造者不爱他所创造的。
For there is no creator who does not love what he has made or created.
人既然是神爱的对象。
Since man is the object of God's love.
人当然应该会因此满足。
So he should feel plus and satisfied.
但是人必须要有一个义务，有一个责任。他爱你，
he loves you.
你必须要接受他。
You must love accept his.
你才能够进入到神的保护里面。
So that you can enter into his protection.
很遗憾的是，今天的人绝大部分人不认识神。
Unfortunately, most people today do not know.God.
当然就不知道神的爱是什么了。
Of course, they wouldn't know what God's love is.
那不相信神，
they don't believe in God.
就没有办法享受到神的爱。
So they do not enjoy it.
第四个讲到，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Number four said, even to his only begotten son.
那这个讲到是一个最珍贵的礼物。
The most precious gift.
神不只是把创造的万物赐给人来管理跟享受。
God does not only create everything in the world for us to enjoy and to manage.
更是把他最疼爱的儿子，把他当作礼物，把他当作上品给我们。
But he is the most beloved son, which is the best gift God can give to man.
神所给的是他精心的杰作。
What God gives us is His masterpiece.
也是人所需要的。
It's also what we, the human beings.
今天很多人送礼的时候，有时候并不是别人所需要的。
Today, many people give other people a present, but the present is not really needed by your the talker.
但是神给的礼物是人所必须的。
But the gift Lord give us is what we really need.
神不会。也任何人就是废物。
Lord never gave anything to anyone in vain.
而且也不会给人那些没有意义的东西。
Lord give anyone the gift which is meaningless.
只有神所给的礼物，我们才放心。
Only the gift from the Lord make us feel.
我们应该当存感恩的心。
We should all follow heart of thanksgiving.
第五个，这边有一个字，就是赐给他们。
Number five, give it to them.
这个是最动人的心意。
It's the most touching of hearts.
赐给的意背后的意义是这样子的。
The meaning of give it to them.
为什么他要赐给？他表示因为他爱你，所以给你。
When he said that he loves you, give it to you.
那因为你有缺乏，因为你软弱，所以我就给你。
Because you are imperfect.You need, that's why I give to you.
这就是上帝的那个心意。
That's the truly what the Heavenly Father's hearts.
神知道我们靠自己的努力永远不会得到那真正的幸福。
Lord knows through our own effort, we'll never achieve the happiness we are seeking.
所以他就主动向人伸出他的手。
So he extended his hands to us.
而且他所触及的是人生的最基本，而且是最重要。
It touched us as most fundamental and yet most important.
如果你接受他的给予
，If you accept what he gives to us，
会带给你一生一世的一个恩惠。
It will give you all blessings for your whole life.
你如果问
，If you ask，
我怎么知道神爱我呢
？How do I know the Lord loves me？
神会说。看我在十字架上的儿子吧。
Lord will tell you, just look at the son I gave it to you on the cross.
看我的儿子是怎么背负十字架的。
See how my son carried my cross.
所以我们再说十字架也是一个事实，在历史上发生的事。
So we also talk about Christ, cross, also the historical fact.
那神赐给人这个礼物也是事实的。
And the gift the Lord gives us is also facts.
今天到处都看到许多人庆祝圣诞节，他们忘了这是神给的。
So you can see so many people celebrate Christmas, but they forgot this is a gift from God.
还有第六个是说，这叫一切，这是最迟生的一个呼唤。
And number six, the calling all, the most compassionate call.
或者是说 most merciful 也是一样。
Or most merciful calling.
那神的礼物是为人，为所有的人一切。
The Lord's gift is universal.
表示说神对世人没有偏心的。
So the Lord doesn't have shared with everyone. He is not favored one to another.
他看每一个人在上帝的面前都是一样的。
Everyone is equal in the eyes of God.
只要你是人，
as long as you're a human being,
不论国籍跟种族肤色，或者是贫穷有贵，那个有钱的，男女老幼。
No matter your nationality, your race, you're rich, you're poor, you're man, you're woman.
神多向他们发出一个爱的呼唤。
Lord issued His merciful calling of love.
这个就是一项最周全的一个邀请。
This is the most thorough and wonderful invitation.
神把所有的世人当作他爱的对象。
Lord, treat all humankind as His object of love.
人没有借口说神没有呼唤他。
No human being has any excuse that the Lord has not called him.
今天神向每一个人伸出他慈爱的手。
Lord, extend His loving hands, arms to everyone.
他等于是告诉你要拥抱着你。
He wants to embrace you.
可是如果你不被接受他的拥抱，
But if you refuse,
你不能怪他说他不爱我。
You cannot blame that He does not love
you. 他给你爱，
He gives you love.
你不接受爱，
But you refuse it.
那个爱就跟你无关。
That love will.
但是你不爱神，不爱你。
But you can't blame Lord that He does not love.
神已经很清楚告诉我们。
Lord clearly tell him.
他爱每一个人。
He loves everyone.
感谢神，我们中间有很多不同的啊，甚至我们国不同的国籍都有。
Praise the Lord, among us we have people of different nationality.
我们有从国内香港的，也有从那个菲律宾的，还马来西亚的，也有从台湾的。
We have people from mainland, from Hong Kong, from Malaysia, from Taiwan, from Indonesia.
只要你是人，你就是神爱的对象。
As long as you're a human being, you're the object of the Lord's love.
第七，在这里告诉我们什么呢？他说，信他的，也就是最简单的方法。
Number seven, believing Him, the easiest way.
神爱是人，神为了要人人都得到他的爱。所以发明了一个非常简单的方法。
God loved the world. He invented the simplest method.
那最简单的方法是什么？相信。
The simplest method is you believe in Him.
相信他曾经为人，包括你，行了一个救赎的大功。
He has done a salvation, the great salvation work for you and everyone.
神的恩典不需要我们先下功夫打坐，或者是做很多的好事。
His grace and His blessing does not ask to work very hard for it.
也不要你先戒掉你自己的恶坏的习惯，或者是先读完一本圣经以后才得到。
Does not ask you to get rid of all your vices nor read through the whole Bible.
如果你认为上帝的恩典是靠自己的能力达到的、得到的，那个不叫恩典。
If you think that you get Lord a love through your own effort, that's not His grace. Or
恩典是神白白给人，是人所不能做得到的。
The grace Lord have given to you is not you can achieve, rather He gave to you for free.
圣经很清楚告诉我们那个简单的方法是什么呢？
Bible told us what is that simple method?
就是人心里相信就可以称义。
You just believe it and you become righteous.
口里承认就可以得救。
And if you recognize it to the world and you'll be saved.
相信就是相信主耶稣基督的拯救恩典。
When you say you believe His salvation.
相信他为我们开通了到神面前的唯一的道路。
Believe that He is the only one which opened the path for us to reach God.
是唯一在他面前才有真理。
He is the only way to choose.
只有他可以给我们生命。
Only he can give us life.
所以他自己也讲说，在这里告诉我们说，我就是道路、真理、生命，都不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
He said, "I am the way, and nobody can go to the Father without going through me."
我们相信神。
We believe in God.
跟你的年龄、跟学历、跟你的经验、跟国籍、性别是没有关系的。
We believe that this has nothing to do with your nationality, your race, or any other factors.
也跟你的健康没有关系。
And it has nothing to do with your health.
你相信神，也不一定要局限在任何地方、任何时间。
Nor should be limited by a place.Or time,
只要你肯，或者是你愿意
，as long you're willing,
救恩就临到你的身上
，salvation will be upon you.
那第八在这里可以告诉我们，就是有关不至灭亡，这是一个最彻底的拯救。
Number eight is said, "Do not perish, the most radical salvation."
所以这里讲到这个很重要的拯救方法啊。
They tell you.One of the most important way of saving our salvation.
今天世界的乱象，圣经告诉我们，就是来自于魔鬼的节奏。
The chaos in the world today is the work of the devil.
那魔鬼就是谎言之父，他到处迷惑人，要让人远离上帝。
Father of lies, the devil, the father of lies, who confuse people and turn them away from God.
魔鬼的方。那个主要目的是让你通往灭亡之路。
And his only purpose is to lead you to the path of perdition.
就是迈向地狱。
Which is hell.
但是耶稣基督拯救我们。
But Jesus Christ has saved us.
他目的是把我们不要继续往那边走，他叫我们帮我们刹车。
He prevent us to go in the wrong direction. He put a brake on that path.
他不要我们往那个永行的国度，就是地狱里。
He doesn't want us to go to the hell.
不要跟魔鬼同归于尽。
He doesn't want us to perish with the devils.
那第九有一个很重要的字是什么呢？就是反，得永生的反，这是最大的差异啊。
And the number nine is the word anti, the biggest difference.
那 but the word but 那 just make a big difference 啊。那个在这里是讲到是跟前后是不一样的。
And before and after are rather different.
原来我们是因为犯罪，我们是一直往灭亡的路走。
Because we commit a sin.
而且灭亡的路是灭亡的路，在圣经告诉我们是条条道路的。
And the Bible told us.The path to perish is all over the place.
而且许多的人跟着去的。
And many people follow those paths.
而且是很宽的。
And it's rather wide.
而且是很平坦的。
And it's rather flat too.
而且可以说是很舒舒服服的路。
And it's rather easy.
但是它的终结就是灭亡。
But its end is perish.
但是因为耶稣基督的救恩。
But because The salvation of Jesus Christ.
他说你要往那边去，他马上给你反过来往这边走。
So when you walk that way, Jesus will you but or reverse the your direction and bring you back.
透过耶稣基督翻转我们人生的方向跟命定命运。
Through Jesus Christ, our path will be reversed.
就是从黑暗转向光明。
From darkness.To the light.
让我们在绝望中找到希望
and find the hope in despair.
使我们从痛苦的情况变成喜乐的情况
where our sorrow become joyful.
那最后三个诫就是什么呢？就是得永生。
Thus is it.
就是那这个是最大的一个结局。
It's the greatest of all endings.
那在这里，神爱我们不是因为我们可爱
，God loves us not because we are so lovable，
而是因为我们失丧了
，but because we are lost。
我们是因为罪的缘故成为迷失的人
，because sin we are lost.
所以他来找我们。
So he came to seek us.
也并不是因为我们为他做了许多的好事。
It's not because we did many good things.
而是因为他本身就是爱。
Rather, he is love himself.
他愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
He would rather all be saved, rather one perish.
问题是在于你信或者是不信。
The crux is that if you believe or not.
你必须要知道信跟不信的差别是很大的。
You have to know the difference between believe or not believe.
因为不信的结果就是到永远的灭亡。
The result of not believing is hell.
但是你相信的结果，你就有永远的生命。
But the result of believing that you have eternal life.
而且你就必与主耶稣基督同在，直到永永远远。
And you will be with Jesus Christ forever.
所以你的相信跟不相信决定你的未来。
And you believe or not.Will determine your future.
所以你现在这个时候的决定会，你的相信不相信决定你未来在哪里度过你的永恒。
And today your decision will determine where your eternal life will be.
圣诞节是上帝赐给每一个人的宝贵礼物。
Christmas is a great present the Lord gives us.
他的独生爱只是为了爱我们而生的。
His only beloved son, his birth is coming to the world.
而恩典原来的 grace 的原来的意思就是什么呢？那就是礼物。
The original true meaning of the word grace is present.
圣诞节如果只是一年一度难得的家庭聚会，
if Christmas is only the gathering of a family once a year,
或者是一年一度的那个热闹，
or it's a kind of joyful event,
或者是一年一度的一次的那个家庭布置，或者是彼此送礼，
or decoration or gift exchange, gift exchange once a year,
那就失去了圣诞节的真正的意义。
Then you miss the true meaning of Christmas.
使徒保罗怎么说呢？
What Apostle Paul said?
他告诉我们，
He told us,
耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
Is it true that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners?
这话是可信的。
This is believed.
这就是圣诞节真正的意义。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
他降生的目的就是为此。
The purpose of his birth is for this.
他成为上帝给我们的礼物。
He becomes the present which the Lord gave to us.
感谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
在上个礼拜六的2月17号，我的教会跟我的小孩子们为我办了退休的感恩礼拜。
Last Saturday, which is December 17th, the church and my children had a service on my retirement.
我感谢神，因为他的呼召还有他的使用。
I give thanks to Lord. Thanks for his calling, and he has used.
我要感谢弟兄姐妹这些年来的同工，有的十年，有的几年，有的二十几年跟我同工。
I also want to give thanks to my co-workers, some of them co-workers, some of them a few years, some of them over 10 years, some of them over 20 years.
那大概二十几年跟我同工的现在越来越少哈。
So, the people who have co-worked with me for 20 some years is the time between now.
那就像当天晚上许多的牧师所分享的，我会从八成中华基督教会退任，但是我侍奉主的心不会退休的。自从1977年回应神的呼召到今天，刚刚好今年整整45年。
Since I accept call for Christ from Christ in 1977, 45 years passed.
我从山上到都市服侍神。
I come from a mountain. I come to a big city to serve.
我也在神学院服侍，也到教会服侍。
I serve in the seminary and also serve.
我也在台湾服侍，也到美国服侍。
I serve in Taiwan, also serve in the United States.
感谢神，神主的那主耶稣基督是我的大好牧人。
Praise the Lord, He is my great shepherd.
我可以这样子说，我能够走到今天，是因为耶稣基督的呼召。
I can tell you straight that I can come to today to be here is because the Lord's call.
因为我很清楚什么是神的呼召在我身上。
because I'm pretty certain what is Lord calling on me.
他的呼召也就是我的意向到现在没有改变。
His calling is also my vision has never changed.
所以诗篇二十三篇对我来讲是一个非常好的一个啊那个一个啊算是一个写照。
And so the book of Psalm chapter 23 is the best description.
我能够经历到他是一个伟大的大牧人。
I can experience that he's the greatest shepherd.
在我缺乏的时候，他是我的供应者。
When I am lacking, he is my provider.
在我惊慌的时候，他是我的保护者。
When I'm afraid, he protects.
在我迷失的时候，他是我的引导者。
When I'm lost, he is my guider.
在我孤单的时候，他亲自陪伴着我。
When I was lonely, he has company.
在我绝望的时候，是他自己来安慰我。
And I'm in despair, he has comforted.
在我感觉无助的时候，是他亲自来把我扶起来。
When I feel like helpless, he's the one who bring me up.
在征战的时候，他是我的元帅，为我征战。
When in the struggle, he's my general.
所以我可以说他是我的一切的一切。
So I can tell you, he's my all in all.
他爱我爱到底。
He loved me to the end.
所以我今天要服侍他，服侍到底。
So I will serve him to the end.
当我从这个深爱二十五年的教会退任的时候
，When I'm retiring from this beloved church,
我一直祷告神。
I have prayed to God.
主啊，我还能做什么
？Lord, what else can I do?
我去过贫困的洪都拉斯短宣两次。
I have gone to the poorest country, Honduras, for twice.
也去过巴拿马、秘鲁跟阿根廷宣教。
Also went to Panama, Peru, and Argentina.
虽然是短暂的几次，跟当地的人一起传福音，一起来彼此交换意见。
So even though it's a very short time with the local,
但是神打开了我的宣教的视野。
Lord, I have opened up my eyes for mission.
而且我也看到当地人的需要。
And I also saw their needs.
但是我跟神说
But I told the Lord,
我不能因为可怜他们、同情他们才要去。
Not because I feel sorry or pity towards them, that's why I go.
我也不是因为想要去，所以我要才要去。
I'm not going there for the sake of going.
我说，除非是你的呼召，你给我很清楚的印证。
Unless it's your calling and you give me a seal of proof.
所以我今年一直就开始祷告神。
So today, so this year, I have been consistently praying to.
我要求上帝向我显明。
I want the Lord to tell me.
我说我是属于你的人，你不会随便丢弃我吧
？Lord, I'm yours. I'm sure you're not going to abandon me.
那十二月，只是二月初的那有一天早上的灵修。
You know, early February in the morning study.
神透过雅各书一章二十七节向我说话。
Through the book of Jacob's
James.
James. Book of James, chapter 1, verse 17.
在那段的经文里面，实际上雅各书我曾经讲过半年的那个信息。
I actually talked about the book for half a year.
就是这段的经文
this verse.
在神我们的父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇并且保守自己不沾染世俗
Religion which is clean and undefiled before God and our Father looked up orphans and widows in their trouble and keep himself unstained by the world.
NIV 把这个敬虔或者是虔诚把它翻成 religion.
NIV 把这个敬虔翻成 religion.
那特别在这样
Translate religion. Sorry. You see, there's the second mind, I mean second nature.
Good job.那个这边特别提到看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇
specifically said looks after orphans and widows in their trouble
我问神
I ask God
患难中的孤儿寡妇是谁啊？
And who are these orphans and widows in trouble?
我马上就想到，哎，我不是曾经在洪都拉斯中南美洲看到印第安的那些许多没有孩子的父母亲，许多没有丈夫的那些太太们，许多老年人在那里，很多人在山上的乐色山住在那里的人，不是他们吗？
So remind me that in Honduras I visit, that many children without father and mother, many women without husband, many elders without children, they live in the mount on top of the mountain of garbage. Are those the people our Lord mentioned that the orphans and widows in trouble?
我经过祷告以后，
through prayer.
神啊，这是你要叫我去的地方。
Lord, this is the place you want me to go.
有人喜欢说，哎，退休了，我们要去哪里玩？
Many people said, hey, I'm retired. Where should I go to have some fun?
我告诉你，我要到那边玩。
I tell you, I will go to those places to play.
我祷告之后，我决定加入新希望的那个全球事工。
After I pray, I decided to join the cross-cultural mission.Team of Living Hope Global Ministry.
那这个是专门在做跨文化的宣教。
This ministry is the missionary on the cross-cultural missions.
事实上，自从我2018年跟黄天杰牧师，为了要了解那边的宣教的工厂，所以我跟他先去，因为他是我们教会的宣教牧师。
2018, Pastor T.J. Huang went to Honduras because we want to understand what's going on.
那我们到了那边之后，
after we arrived there,
那我自己受到感动。
I was rather moved.
那在那里的工作，神也大大的使用。
Praise the Lord, the workers are being greatly used by the Lord.
那自从2018年。
Since 2018,
那加上两年之前的疫情
，plus the 2 years of,
但是神感动了50多间的华人教会，派宣教士到那里。
Lord have moved 50+ Chinese churches.
许多的青少年跟大学生的生命改变。
Many sent those people to Honduras. Many youth and college students.Life has been turned around.
许多去过的牧师都见证说，
Many pastors who went there has testified.
当教会的宣教之火被燃起的时候，
When the fire of every church's mission for ministry are lit,
他说整个教会都动起来了。
All the churches are being moved.
他说
mobilized.
那他说教会的生命也就开始活过来了。
And the church's life being revived.
神的作为很奇妙。
Lord's work is just, it's just wonder.
明明知道我到那里去是要做的是很有限。
He knows what I can do there is very limited.
我有语言上的限制，因为他们讲西班牙语。
I'm limited by language because they speak Spanish.
我虽然现在正在练那个西班牙语，还是不够。
Even though I started to learn Spanish.
文化差异又大，
and the culture difference is rather,
而且生活方式也不一样。
And the way of life,
但是我相信圣灵的工作照样显大。
But I'm pretty sure the Holy Spirit work will be equally glorified.
神让去过的人看到了自己的不够。
Lord, let those people who went there see their own deficiency.
他们发现自己原来不会爱人。
They found that they really don't know how to love.
他们到了那边去以后，也发现什么呢？
What else do they discover?
他们不再羡慕荣华富贵了。
They are not going to admire people who are rich.
他们不再愿意浪费食物跟时光了。
They are not going to waste food or time.
对于当地的牧者来说，
to the local the pastoral staff,
海外的这些牧者到他们那边去，
when they overseas.Missionary come to visit them.
会带给他们很大的安慰跟鼓励。
Could bring them great encouragement and a comfort.
让他们觉得他们在那个国家里面不再是一个异类的基督徒。
And so they don't feel like they are the different vibrant Christians in that country.
因为我们许多牧者到那边去鼓励了当地的牧师们，他们重整他们奉献的心智。
And so the all the international minister, pastor, ministry people go into business of encourage the local pastoral staff so they realize they rekindled their desire to serve.
他们的侍奉越来越积极，而且更有盼望。
Their ministry is more active, and they are all more and they become more resourced.
虽然疫情限制了我们的生活
，even though the pandemic limited our life,
也有很多的不方便。
There's a lot of inconvenience.
但是我要跟大家讲，宣教的事不能够等。
But I want to tell you, missionary cannot be waited.
我们不能等到疫情过了才宣教。
Cannot wait.Go to mission.
我们不能等到我退休了我才去做。
Cannot wait until to do it until I retire.
我等到安顿好了我才要去那个地方。
When I'm settled, I can go that place.
我告诉大家，时候到了。
I tell you, it's time now.
神兴起教会。
Lord has raised those churches.
要把爱带到有需要的地方。
Bring the love to the place where love's needed.
你不要小看你自己的爱。
Don't estimate your love.
当你的爱分享给别人的时候
，When you share your love among,
会迎来许多人信主。
Will bring many people to Christ.
而且有的人因为爱回应上帝的呼召。
And many people because Lord love will respond to God.
那我们的教会，我一直在祷告。
I have been praying for our church.
我们的教会叫做 Mission Church， 是先道的一个教会。
Our church is called a church of mission.
但是我常常说我们做的还不够。
I often tell everyone that we have done far from enough.
其实传福音宣教不能单打独斗。
Actually, spreading gospel and to missions cannot be an individual act alone.
因为主耶稣基督颁发大使命的时候，他怎么说？哎，已经没有了。
When the Lord declared the Great Commission for us,
他说你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
He said, "You need to go and make disciples."
那他说你们要去，不是指你一个人去。
When he said, "You need to go," does not mean you individually.
啊，这里说你们是多数的人，是你们是一个两个人以上的。
When he said you is plural, is your all.
我过去，如果你记得的话，我常常说我们要走出去，走出去，走出去。
So you probably remember I said mentioned many times we need to walk out of this place.
只有当我们走出去的时候，神才要工作的。
Only when we walk out, then Lord will start working.
你们不要像我一样退休以后才要去。
Please don't just like me, but we'll go out after.Retirement.
现在你不能跨海做宣教士
Now you cannot go overseas.
但是你可以在本地做宣教的事
You can do missionaries locally.
现在你不能同我去到那边
Now you cannot go over there with me.
但是我们可以有很多宣教上的同工
But we can do many co-working together.
我们可以彼此带祷
We can pray for each other.
有人到前线去宣教。
Some people go to the front.
有人在后方祷告。
People will support them.
有人在前线做工。
Many people work in the front.
那有人在后方以金钱支持。
Many people support them with money back.
那我最近才知道，如果你们有看到我的后面那边有一个 Living Hope， 他们的那个通讯，那个这个地方，你们等一下你可以看。
Pastor just shared a bulletin from Living Hope.
我是到了前天才知道，说原来我是在里面一二三四张照片里面有三个在里面，我的孩子都不知道，我的师母也不知道。
So Pastor is very proud that his face showed up in the three of the four pictures on the front page.
但是不，我不是学药那个，我是觉得我们可以在那边做很多的事。
Not come here to show off, actually, many things. So.
因为在那边很多需要搭井的，因为那边呢很多人没有水可以，必须要走两三公里，或者是十几甚至走半天才找到生水可以带回家。
Actually, you probably don't know that that place, you need to drill many wells because people have walked several kilometers for sometimes half days to catch clean water.
有很多教会已经在那边做了三十几个、四十几个的那个井水，大井的水。
So there's some churches have drilled 40 wells locally there.
有的帮忙做一个简陋的房子跟简陆的教堂。
Some have built up a simple shed or simple churches there.
那我们 我是求希望大家能够为这件事情祷告。
I ask everyone to pray for this ministry.
我们要做的事很多。
Many things we need to do.
但是我们必须做的有意义的事。
But we should do the things which has.
因为我们人生短暂。
Because our life is really.
你必须做有意义的事，你的人生才有意义。
You must do things which are meaningful, which make your life truly meaningful.
如果你想了解。 新希望事工，我将要加入的那个宣教机构。
If you want to know more about this ministry, which is Living Hope,
你可以看一个路线图，在哪里？
You can go to the winter bulletin.
如果你愿意成为我的宣教的伙伴，你也可以把那个跟我联络。
If you want to become my prayer partner, talk to me.
如果你想了解我在那边到底还活着还是没有，你可以跟我联络哈。
If you want to know if I'm alive or dead, talk to me.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
神爱世人,
Lord loved all of us.
他已经把最珍贵的礼物耶稣基督给了我们。
He gave us his most precious gift.
他给我们是免费的。
The present gave us.
他是我们圣诞节的由来。
He is a reason we have.
他是圣诞节的主角。
He's a main character of this Christmas.
他是关乎万民的礼物。
He is a gift for the whole mankind.
他所给的礼物不是死的，而是活的。
The gift he gives us, the present he gives us, is alive.
而且他的意，他的那个礼物是的意义是不会改变的，颜色不会褪色的，形状不会走样的。
And the meaning of his present will never change. The color will never fade. The shape will never alter.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
当你接受耶稣基督的时候，
When you accept Jesus Christ,
神还会送你一个大的礼物，是什么？你知道吗？
Do you know what's the biggest gift the Lord can give to you?
我再一次说，
I'm going to tell you again.
当你接受上帝的礼物，耶稣基督的时候，
When you accept the biggest gift Jesus Christ gave to you,
他还会送你另外一个大礼物，你知道是什么吗？
Do you know the other gift Lord going to give to you?
哇，我现在我要考问你们的圣经了。
That's my exam for you for your Bible.
他要送你什么礼物？
You know what's the gift?
是什么？永生， Hallelujah, Amen.
The answer is eternal life.
Hallelujah. 你耶稣基督还要附送宝贵的礼物永生。
When he gives you his gift, his son Jesus Christ, he also gives you another gift that's your eternal life.
所以这样的礼物你要不要？
So such a wonderful gift.
你要不要？
You want it?
你要不要？ 有一首诗歌叫做有一件礼物。
You probably know there's a song called There's a
Gift. 哪几个人知道这个有一件礼物这个歌？ 一二三四，哎，会吗？很可惜，我这个没有打在这里，要不然你跟我一起唱好了。他说 OK 啊。那这个歌名是这样的，那个歌名叫《有一件礼物》。那第一节是这样说：有一件礼物，你收到了没有？There's
a gift you have received, not.
然后眼睛是看不到的。
Eyes cannot see.
但是你心会知道，这一件礼物是心门外，在你的心门外等候，是为了你准备，别人所不能收的。第二节，亲爱的朋友，马槽的婴孩是为你而来的。 亲爱的朋友，
Dear
friend, 你是否了解？最好的礼物是人子主耶稣。
That the best gift of all is the Son of Man.
那副歌是这样子说，
Of course,
生命有限
life is limited,
时光也会走
time will come,
如果你不珍惜
if you don't cherish it,
机会难留的
opportunity is hard,
礼物虽然好
so the gift is good,
如果你不要
if you don't want it,
你怎么能够得到
how can you get it,
怎么能够得到
how can you get it,
你会唱吗
you know how to sing it?
有人会唱吗你如果会唱我就帮你跟你唱谁要唱啊？好啊，那个，因为没有，那没有关系，我请会唱的陪我唱，因为我本来想要独唱的，但是啊，你说到没有，眼睛看不到，眼睛看不到，那个不要了哈，心会知道，这一件礼物。心门外灯火是为了你准备，别人不能送。生命有限，时光也会走。如果你不珍惜，机会难留。虽然好，如果你不要，你怎么能够得到？怎么能得到？第二节啊，亲爱的朋友，你是否了解？你是否了解马槽的婴孩？马槽的。是为你而来，是为你而来，亲爱的朋友，亲爱的，你是否了解？你是否最好的礼物？最好的礼物是人子主耶稣，人子主耶稣，生命有限，
生命有限，时光也会走。如果你不珍惜，机会难留。礼物虽然好，如果你不要，你怎么能够得到？怎么能得到？
如果今天的信息感动你
，If today's message touches your heart，
你愿意接受这份来自神的礼物——主耶稣基督
？If you would like to accept a gift from God, Jesus Christ，
请你跟我做节制的祷告。
Please pray with me with this determination。
当我在祷告奉主耶稣基督的名的时候
，When I say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
你接受主的人，你要跟我说阿门。
Please say amen。
表示你有诚心所愿的祷告。
It means that you have a sincere desire to pray。
神必垂听你的祷告。
And I'm sure Lord will.
如果你今天决定接受这份礼物
，If today you decide to accept this gift，
那今天是那个今年最后一个礼拜。
Today is the last service we have for year 2022.
是我们欢庆主耶稣基督的降生。
Is our celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ.
但是如果这一天你接受主，
If today you accept Christ,
主耶稣基督要欢庆你的重生。
Lord will celebrate your rebirth.
他今天会给你新的生命。
Today we will give you new life.
会给你新的生活。
And a new life.
给你新的希望
New hope.
祝大家真的是在神面前享受神的礼物
I wish everyone will enjoy the present from Lord Christ.
我们祷告
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父上帝
Dear Heavenly Father,
你是何等的爱我们
You loved us so much.
像我们这个不可爱的人
for us who are not loved.
你竟然爱我们。
You still loved us.
我们在我们的生命里面挣扎了好多年。
We have struggled in our lives.
我们有时候已经信主了好多年。
We have become a Christian for many years.
但是我们并不了解，并不认识我们所信靠的这位主。
We don't know, don't understand this Savior of Christ.
主啊，求你也帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
透过今天这段经文。
So today's verse.
让我们明白真正的礼物。
We understand that what's the true
present, 是上帝白白的赐给了我们。
Which the Lord have given us for free.
耶稣基督用极大的代价死在十字架上。
Lord has paid his ultimate price and died on the cross for us.
为的是要拯救我们。
For to save us.
这样的一个爱。
For such a wonderful love.
我们怎么能够拒绝？
How can we refuse?
主啊，求神赦免我们。
Lord, please forgive us.
怜悯我们。
Show us mercy.
我们在座的如果还没有信靠主。
For us who here who do not believe in Christ.
如果你还没有接受主。
Have not accepted Christ.
今天是你的机会。
Today is your opportunity.
你要向神敞开你的心。
Please open your heart to Christ.
你说主啊。
You say, Lord.
赦免我过去忽略你。
Forgot me, neglect you.
赦免我过去的自大、自满、自负。
And forgive me for my selfishness and for myself.
许多时候，我自以为可以靠自己的努力。
Many times I feel like I can rely on myself.
怜悯我自己这样的自大狂。
And forgive for me being such a self-righteous.
我今天来到你面前。
Today I come in front.
我要接受主耶稣。
I want to accept you.
感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
照着你的应许。
According to your promise.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we admit our sin.
是现实的。
You are faithful.
你会赦免我的罪。
You will forgive our sin.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
你这样何等的爱我。
You love me so much.
你接纳我。
You accept me.
我愿意把今天当作是我新生命的开始。
Take today as the first day of my new life.
求神进入我的心。
May the Lord come into my life.
带领我一生的脚步。
Lead my all the steps of my life.
跟随你。
I'll follow you.
直到那天见主的面。
Until the day we see you again.
谢谢你赐给我永生的礼物。
Thank you to give me the lifelong present.
以上祷告
and all the prayer we have,
都是奉靠主耶稣基督的名
Jesus Christ's name,
所有诚心接受的人说阿们。
Amen.